Welcome back to English for You, everyone. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And we are talking about a fun new board game that you guys can play. It was made in Taiwan, and it's called Run Animals Run. So this woman, cynical chick, she thought up an idea for a game that could raise awareness about Taiwan's endangered animals. And she knew just who to take it to. She took it to Homo Sapien Lab and Teenage Riot, two of Taiwan's famous board game producers.
And there they designed, illustrated, and raised the money for the game, 动物大逃杀.
Okay, so we talked about how to play this game too. In the game, players represent an endangered animal, and the animals have to compete against each other for resources, land, food, and water.
But be careful, humans also take over the land and rid the land of these resources.
Dun, dun, dun. Things just get harder and harder. Okay, so this game is not only fun to play, it's also a good tool for classrooms because it's educational and fun at the same time. And we are going to learn more about playing this game in today's article.
Reading.
Learning how to survive in Run Animals Run. To learn how Run Animals Run is played, some English for You staff visited KJ and Cynical Chick. As soon as we learned the rules, we started playing. Meanwhile, KJ filled us in on the game's message and the producer's goal to draw attention to Taiwan's endangered animals. I chose to be the Formosan black bear and soon realized how challenging gathering resources would be, especially with competition. Each animal, such as the leopard cat and the fairy pitta, has a different advantage in the game. This additional benefit helps the animals collect resources that another player might want. Plus, the more times we rolled the dice, the more land we lost to human development. By the end, I only had one black bear left, and there were hardly any resources left on the board. What struck me most about Run Animals Run was its ability to make me think from the animal's point of view. Thanks to the game's thought-provoking message, attractive designs, and detailed gameplay, we learned about the plight of these animals.
Okay, so the article starts out today by saying, to learn how Run Animals Run is played, some English for You staff visited KJ and Cynical Chick. Now, I was one of those staff members. I was lucky enough to play this game.
Wow.
And you should know, KJ is actually one of the game's producers. That's who KJ is. And Cynical Chick is the woman who came up with the idea for the game. And she also illustrated some parts of the game.
So you actually met KJ and Cynical Chick.
I did. I was lucky enough to meet these people.
Lucky you. Mm-hmm. But did you play the game with them?
Well, I played the game with the other 4U staff, and they came and they watched and they talked about the game with us. So here in the article, I kind of describe what happens. It says, as soon as we learned the rules, we started playing. Okay, so this phrase, as soon as, means when something happens immediately, or after another thing, something else happens right away. Here's another example. As soon as you're finished the test, bring it to me and I'll mark it.
As soon as, 一点点点就点点点，这是什么意思呢？也就是第一个动作发生之后，第二个动作紧接着发生。所以 as soon as 后面呢，接的一定是第一个动作。在例句中是 you're finished the test， 你完成作业。逗号后呢，带出第二个动作 bring it to me。 把它拿给我。所以整句话是当你一完成作业之后就拿给我看，然后呢我会批改它。
So Aaron, you said as soon as you learned the rules, you started playing.
你们一了解玩游戏规则之后就开始玩了。
Did you guys talk anything else about the game at the same time? Of course we did. Okay, so while we played the game, we were actually talking about why Cynical Chick sort of wanted to make the game and what they want people to learn from it. So here in the article it says, Meanwhile, KJ filled us in on the game's message and the producer's goal to draw attention to Taiwan's endangered animals. Now in that sentence we said, KJ filled us in on, and that is today's shortcut for you, the phrase fill somebody in on something. So we're going to take a quick break to learn more about it now.
Shortcut for you.
Pat, remember that plan you made for Aaron's birthday?
Yeah, my amazing birthday surprise plan, sure.
Well, it won't work. Huh? There are some things you don't know about.
Okay, fill me in.
Fill you in? Are you hungry again?Don't fill yourself with food now. This is important.
Easy now. To fill someone in, often used as fill someone in on something, means to give someone extra or missing information.
I get it now. Fill somebody in or on something means 提供某人关于什么什么的详情。
That's right. So what's this new information you need to fill me in on?
Aaron already planned her own birthday. She's taking a trip.
That's okay. We can all surprise her when she comes back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learned that KJ taught us, or they gave us the information. They filled us in on the game's message and the producer's goal here. Now, we said that the goal was to draw attention to Taiwan's endangered animals. When you draw attention to something, you make people notice or start to think about something, or you make people start paying attention to a certain thing.For example, the designer used bright colors to draw people's attention to the new advertisement.
To draw somebody's attention to something 代表的是吸引某人对某事物的关注。注意哦，这边的动词 draw 不是我们以前学的画画，而是吸引。所以我们也可以用 attract 来代换 draw 这个字。所以我们也可以说 to attract somebody's attention to something. So KJ told you about the game's message. 游戏要传达的讯息。还有呢，他们的目标是要吸引人们注意台湾濒临绝种的动物。What animal did you represent during the game, Aaron?
Well, one of my favorite animals, just in general, is the bear. Mm-hmm. I love bears. And so I actually chose to be an animal that I have always been interested in Taiwan. So here in the article it says...I chose to be the Formosan black bear and soon realized how challenging gathering resources would be, especially with competition.
Competition, 竞赛竞争，刚才我们 day one 的时候有提到，跟你一起竞赛竞争的人是你的对手，也就是 competitors.
So were your competitors really good at it? Yes, in fact they were. We'll find out why a little bit later, but there was a lot of competition for me. Now, I played against 3 different people.
Wow.
And we were all trying to take the resources before everybody else could get them.
I can imagine it was very challenging for you to get resources.
It was.
Just like in the real animal world.
Right.
Real Formosan black bears need to compete with other animals even humans for resources.
Okay, so that's what the article is continuing to talk about here. It says, each animal, such as the leopard cat and the fairy pitta, has a different advantage in the game. So we only talk about a couple of the animals in this article here, but you can see probably from the article itself in the pictures, and you can actually probably just go look online. They use about 10 or 12 different animals. I can't remember. And all of these animals are endangered. And some of them, there are only a few left in Taiwan, such as there was one bird, or I think there were only two left
only
in Taiwan.
Two birds.
Right. So some of the animals, there were maybe 300 left. Some of the animals, there were just two or even one, I think, for some of the animals. So these aren't just like, there are 1,000 left or something like that. They're almost gone. Now, luckily in the game, you want to make it fun, right? And so you give, what they did is they gave each of these animals a different advantage. Now, an advantage is a noun and it's something that helps you be more successful than others. For example, we could say, Manny's tall height is an advantage in gym class. He's always picked first for basketball teams.
Advantage, 有利的条件,优势。那相反就是 disadvantage, 你在字首加上 D-I-S 就可以了。To take advantage of somebody or something 是一个很常见的用法哦，代表是利用某人某物。So for example, I don't want her to think we are taking advantage of her, even though she offered to help. 虽然她说要帮忙，但是我不想让她觉得我们在占她的便宜。So Aaron, what was your advantage in the game?
Okay, well, the black bear's advantage was that the bear could scare other animals away from its territory. So if it was standing on a block and it wanted to take the resources on that block, you could play a special card where the bear could scare animals away and the other players would have to move away from those resources. That made it easier for my animal or my bear to get them. Now, the cat could steal resources, and a lot of the birds could move further on the board. So maybe instead of one block, they could move two blocks because they can fly.
Oh.
Now, these are just some examples.
So did you get a chance to take advantage of your ability to scare other animals away from your territory?
I did. I scared some animals away and I got those resources.
Good for you.
I'm not sure it helped me too much in the end, though. All right, let's continue on in the article. It says, this additional benefit helps the animals collect resources that another player might want. So what we're saying here is additional. Additional means something extra. It's something added on into what you already have. For example, I've written a note giving you instructions, but if you have additional questions, you can call me if you have more questions.
Additional 形容词附加的额外的也可以用 extra 来代替。那我们常在句子的开头看到 additionally, 它又是什么意思呢？它是一个副词，代表除此之外，还有什么什么的东西在后面。那 additionally 也可以用它的名词in addition 来代换。So, for example, when playing a board game like Run Animals Run, you need to use some strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, or we can say in addition, it's important to use your animal's advantage.
That's right.
所以除了用策略之外，还要会利用动物的优势。And what about the word benefit?
Right, so we described additional benefits. Now, benefit is the noun, and it says, And it's actually just the same here as an advantage. It's something that helps you. It's something that improves things for you. It's an improvement to something, so something gets better for you. So what we're saying is these additional benefits, these advantages help the animals collect more resources. Now, as an example sentence, we could say one benefit of this car is that it doesn't use a lot of gas.
benefit, 益处好处。文章中提到的 additional benefit, 额外的好处。那 benefit 也可以当作动词用，是受益或是得到好处的意思。I've benefited a lot from my best friend who is smart and kind.
Oh, great.
我从我的好朋友那边受益良多。
Okay, now, here's where things got a little bit tough in the game, even with these additional benefits. Now, the article says, plus, the more times we rolled the dice, the more land we lost to human development.
所以文章中用到 the more 的句型，越点点点就会越点点点。逗号前后会用到两个比较级。For example, the more you exercise, the healthier you are. 你运动越多就会越健康。The healthier you are, the happier you become. 你越健康就会越快乐。所以在游戏中呢，我们掷骰子掷越多次就会失去更多的土地。土地会被拿去做 human development.
Right, so as we played the game,We had to roll this special dice. If you play this game, you'll see how special it is. It has some pictures on it, it has some numbers on it. It's really interesting. But the more times we rolled the dice, the more land we lost. Because the dice would tell us if maybe we didn't lose any land, and that would be great for us. But then sometimes it would land on a number where we would lose a lot of land, and it was just not great. But...Every time we lost the land, we lost it to human development. And development is the process of building new houses, new buildings, new offices on land. Now, often this land...or the things on it, the plants, the trees, the animals that live there, is destroyed so that the buildings can be built there for humans. Here's an example. 10 years ago, there were no buildings in this area. Now, human development in this area is everywhere.
Development.土地开发或是开发这件事情 ，human development， 人类所进行的开发。那动词呢？开发该怎么样表示呢？我们就把字尾的 ment 把它拿掉，就变成了 develop。
Okay, so we're getting to the end of my game playing experience here. In the article, it says.By the end, I only had one black bear left, and there were hardly any resources left on the board. We were competing for maybe one or two land or water resources by the end.
Did you win the game in the end?
I didn't.
And how did you feel about the game, though?
Well, the game was a lot of fun. And I write about my opinion of the game、mm-hmm. in the article's last paragraph. It says, what struck me most about Run Animals Run was its ability to make me think from the animal's point of view. Now, quickly, I just want to say what struck me. Strike here is a verb. And then if an idea or opinion strikes you, you suddenly start thinking about this thing.
So strike, 它这边是突然想到的意思。When something strikes somebody, 代表某人突然想到某事或是开始有某种想法。那 struck 就是它的过去式。So you were surprised at the game's ability to make you think like an animal.
That's right. Now this ability is the state of being able to do something. So the game was able to make me think a certain way. It had this ability to make me do this. Here's another example of...ability. Babies start learning the ability to walk several months after they're born.
Ability, 能力. The ability to do something, 做某事的能力。
Okay, so here's what the ability this game had. It gave me the ability to look at the animal's point of view, how an animal looks at a human.This human development. Now, a point of view is a way of thinking or seeing something. So the animal's point of view was always thinking about what it had to do next to survive. Now, this is something humans often don't think about when they're developing land. They don't think about how the animal must experience this thing. Now, an example of point of view could be, after getting into an argument with my friend, I tried to see things from his point of view.
Point of view, 观点、角度，也就是一个人的 perspective. It's hard for humans to think from animals' point of view, but the game successfully made you think from their perspective.
Right, it was like I was an animal for an hour. It's interesting. Now, this game has a lot to offer people. It says, thanks to the game's thought-provoking message, attractive designs, and detailed gameplay, we learned about the plight of these animals.
Thought 这个字呢是名词，想法、思绪。那 provoke 是动词，激发。所以 thought provoking 那它就是一个复合形容词，激发想法的。
Okay, so it had a thought-provoking message. You really wanted to think about this message. Lots of beautiful pictures on it and detailed gameplay. Now, detailed is an adjective. It means that something includes a lot of information or a lot of details. For example, this book about the actor's life is very detailed. I learned a lot about him.
Detailed, 形容词，详细的，详尽的。那名词是 detail. For example, when you tell a story in detail, 代表你把故事的细节都说得很详细。
Okay, well, Elsie, we've got one last word to look at, and that is
plight. It's a difficult situation, right. 也就是困境的意思。
Right, so we learned about the difficult situations of these animals. All right, guys.If you haven't been convinced to play this game yet, I'm not sure what will. You should go out and you should try this game. Tell your teachers about this game, too. They could play it with you and you guys could talk about Taiwan's endangered animals. But right now, we're going to finish off with today's For You Chat.Elsie, an interesting For You Chat here. If you were going to make a board game, what would it be about and why?
It would be about English learning.
Oh, you're such an English teacher.
I want my kids to have fun learning English、
That's、
with、
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe...I'll design a board game for them.
Okay. I think I would design a board game about traveling around the world.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, I think I should make a board game about something I know about. And I know about travel.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it would involve, but I think it would be a fun game.
And then we can imagine that we...go to so many
different
countries.
Places,
yes,
right. Maybe you have to figure out something to do in that country and you have to beat the other players at it or something like that.
That would be fun.
All right. Well, you guys can think of lots of different board game ideas yourself. That's all the time we have for our article today. For English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Learning how to survive in Run, Animals, Run.To learn how Run Animals Run is played, some English for You staff visited KJ and Cynical Chick. As soon as we learned the rules, we started playing. Meanwhile, KJ filled us in on the game's message and the producer's goal to draw attention to Taiwan's endangered animals. I chose to be the Formosan black bear.And soon realized how challenging gathering resources would be, especially with competition. Each animal, such as the leopard cat and the fairy pitta, has a different advantage in the game. This additional benefit helps the animals collect resources that another player might want. Plus, the more times we rolled the dice, the more land we lost to human development.By the end, I only had one black bear left, and there were hardly any resources left on the board. What struck me most about Run Animals Run was its ability to make me think from the animal's point of view. Thanks to the game's thought-provoking message, attractive designs, and detailed gameplay, We learned about the plight of these animals.
Vocabulary review.
Advantage. Sandra's experience in this business gives her an advantage over other employees. Additional. There are often additional costs that cheap airlines don't tell you about when you buy a ticket. Benefit. The biggest benefit of my new apartment is that it's close to my office. Development. People were sad when the city sold the park's land for the development of a shopping mall. Ability. I really admire Jake's ability to play the violin so well. Detailed. Greta's host drew a detailed map of the area around her house.